This is the Basic Rights of Consumers podcast. Ty, all right. Let's talk about these rights, man.
All right, let me get in line real quick. All right, the first basic right is I have the right to choose, which basically means the consumer has the right to choose from various products at competitive prices with the assurance of satisfactory quality. It's important because it's always good to have options, which gives you a lot of variation, and you don't have to choose from the same thing, and it doesn't create a monopoly. To be honest, businesses should always really try to create different products so the market doesn't get flooded with the same product and all that.
I agree.
All right. Well, a couple of examples of monopolies is back in the early internet days in the 90s, Microsoft had a monopoly basically on the operating system. I mean, there was Apple, which had Mac OS, but it was mainly Microsoft computers that were on the majority of home computers.
Top dog for a long time.
And then again in the mid-2000s, Netflix was really, they kind of had a monopoly when it came to online streaming because Hulu and Amazon didn't really have their startup yet, but Netflix was really the king at the time. I mean, there was Redbox, but Netflix had DVDs and streaming, so
yeah.
Those are the monopolies of that.
Well, I was going to talk about the right to information, which is basically to where the consumer is supposed to be protected against dishonest or misleading advertising or labeling and has the right to be given the facts and information needed to make an informed choice. The reason this is important for consumers is because it keeps them from selecting things that they think they are wanting, but really they're not as good as they really think they are because there's false information on the product's labeling. Businesses can avoid having problems with this by labeling their products correctly to ensure that the product is showing all information needed for the consumer to make the choice before deciding on that product. Two examples of the breach of right to information would be Activia with their yogurt. They lured consumers in to paying more for its supposed nutritional benefits when it was really just basically the same as every other kind of yogurt. They falsely claimed that it was clinically and scientifically proven to have better nutritional benefits than others. Dannon even got a famous spokesperson in Jamie Lee Curtis for the supposed digestion regulator. But after a while, some consumers didn't buy it anymore. A class action settlement last year forced Dannon to pay up to $45 million in damages to the customers that filed the lawsuits. And others said they were bamboozled as well. They got payments. The company has also now limited its health claims on its products strictly to factual statements. Then there's Kellogg's with their Rice Krispies cereal. In 2010, the brand was accused of misleading consumers about the product's immunity-boosting properties. According to CNN, the Federal Trade Commission's ordered Kellogg to halt all advertising that claimed that the cereal improved a child's immunity with 25% of daily value of antioxidants and nutrients, including vitamins A, B, C, and E, stating that the claims were, quote, dubious. And that's our podcast. Thanks for listening.